Tonight's Mega Millions jackpot is up to $654 million. That's just $2 million short of the record lottery number. What would you do if you won that? Obviously, quit your job, right? Like, none of us would work anymore.
Yeah.
But what would you want to do if you just your life was changed? You're like, you're almost a half a billionaire.
I want to buy a Range Rover.
Okay.
I want to fish, and I want to hire a professional fish feeder so I don't have to do it.
What kind of fish? You want like a goldfish? You want like a fancy like saltwater fish?
I want an angel fish.
Oh, that's pretty.
Okay. What about you, Live the Web Girl?
So I would automatically quit right when I won. I wouldn't come into work like even the next day.
Wait, wait, no. Okay.
I'm not coming into work either.
No, you have to come
into
work.
No, I wouldn't.
No.
Well, Joe, I wouldn't. I'm just telling you. I wouldn't come into work.
I would sue you.
And I would fly out to Vegas that night, bring obviously Jewel Daddy, my boyfriend, probably try to convince one of my sisters, bring a couple friends, go to Vegas, spend three nights in Vegas and drive straight from Vegas to probably
Are
like
you gambling?
France.
Hold on, you realize you don't have the money just yet, so your $200 you have in your bank account is not going to go that far. You actually have to get the money in your account.
Well, you said, though.
Well, whatever. Joel Daddy has really good credit, so I'll just stack it up
charge
on his
it,
credit
baby.
Card,
I promise
and then I'll
pay
him back.
So you meet some new guy across the world, you're like, Joel Daddy who? I think if I won, I would just try to take care of my mom and my grandma. I'd probably, like, I don't know, I'd probably move to Michigan and, like, buy, like, an expensive house.
Lame. I'm just kidding, Joe.
I'm going to move to Michigan. Ew.
You're from the butthole of America.
Yeah, I know, but I don't want to live there when I'm rich. And by the way, part of my thing of winning money is I'm having my exotic fish in, like, California.
If I win, I'm going to ask whoever the president is to make Alex no longer a citizen of America.
Uh-huh.
I want to put her on an island.
Yeah, you're going to deport me?
Yes, I'm going to have to. Well, fine. Since nobody wants to hear what I would do,
I won't
tell you anymore.
But you want to move to Michigan? What else do you want to do? Become a teacher?
He wants to start making his own butter.
Well, you know what?
He wants a shopping spree at Walmart.
I'm not allowed to shop at Walmart.
Okay. I'm just trying to think of the most basic things.
Maybe get a little hangout time with Kid Rock. That'd be kind of cool.
There you go.
Okay, see?
All right, let's move on to something more important. Have you guys seen the photo of the squirrel with large breasts?
Okay.
No.
Have you seen it?
No, but I'm sure you have.
Oh my God, this is amazing. A squirrel with very large breasts has been spotted at a zoo in Japan. People said the animal looks like a real-life version of the cartoon character. Is it Clarice, who is the interest of Disney's Chip and Dale's Dale?
I don't remember.
Okay, but I guess like she's got some big old ones. For the record, squirrels don't have breasts. The squirrel is probably just kind of, you know, plumping up and storing fat in that area for hibernation. So that just happened to be where it is. But you haven't seen this photo?
No, show me.
Okay, it's online, by the way. If you would like to see it, go to radionowindy.com and you can see the photo of this squirrel which is not storing some nuts right there. Check it out.
Oh, my. Yeah, she's got some cleavage going on.
I mean, what do you think, Liv the Web Girl? You're seeing the photo right
Joe's
now.
Joe's like, if I was a squirrel.
Yeah.
Oh, I'd be getting that nut.
It kind of makes me feel uncomfortable.
Why?
I feel like those are bigger than Alex's.
For sure. They for sure are.
I think they are, actually. So, all right, I just wanted you to see that. You can check it out. Like I said, radionowindy.com. And our final story today for Joe's Need to Know News. A mom in Texas caught her 13-year-old son driving her BMW to his girlfriend's house. Oh, hell.
13?
13, trying to impress the girl, so he's driving the mom's BMW to the house. The boy was smart. He disconnected the Wi-Fi in the house so his mom wouldn't be able to see her cameras. His older sister then started tweeting the whole ordeal, including when the mom went out looking for him. The mom and sister finally found the boy driving the car, and the sister, of course, filmed that entire incident. The mom tells her daughter to give her the belt. Then she gets out and goes over to the BMW, and listen to this. This is the mom, like, driving. You can hear, like, their truck that she's in, the engine's just like roaring.
I just found him.
Call ended.
Pull over now!
Oh man, the mom gets out of the car, pulls her son out of the car, and just starts beating the crap out of him with a belt.
I'm scared just listening.
Oh, I feel bad for that kid because that's going viral. This video, you just have to see it. RadioNowIndy.com. Did you ever get in trouble like that with your parents? You did something and
yes.
They caught you?
Probably every other day.
Okay. God.
I was throughout high school. I mean, I was grounded every weekend.
Before I had my license, my parents were out of town and I drove my car just up to like our country club. So like it wasn't really far with my friends and like to Walmart. And my parents still don't know until this day, until right now. Sorry, Mom.
Wow.
Dad.
Wait, how old were you?
I was 16, but I didn't have my license. I just had my, before your license?
Learner's permit.
Yeah, I had my learner's permit. So I didn't have my license and they were out of town. And I think my sister was livid at me.
What wow. a rebel right there.
I was way too scared to do stuff like that.
Yeah, no kidding. I respected my parents way more than that. You know, whatever. That's Joe's Need to Know News on the Joe and Alex Show.